Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Christ.
Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went on a day's journey. Then they started to look for him around their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you with great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, and please be seated. The great philosopher Aristotle said that time is an image of moving eternity. He was trying to define what time is, and we still try to understand what time is. In fact, we have two images of time that we use here in this current thinking. One of them is called Chronos, and as you probably well know, Chronos is time that is sequential. There are 60 seconds per minute. There are 60 minutes per hour. There are 24 hours in a day. There's 365 days in a year, 12 months in a year, and the cycle goes on and on and on, right? Things are predictable, they go on and on. Seasons. You have summer, winter, fall, and autumn. And all the seasons seem to keep going over and over. So it's a chronological time. We set our lives based on the chronology of what we do. We set up our appointments. We set up our dinner dates with our friends. We have our birthdays and anniversaries. We have different times of the year when we celebrate all kinds of things. And even though these things are happening over and over and over, we pretty much set our lives, and they're predictable. We know exactly what's going to happen. In fact, we are caught up in chronological time so much that even Christmas just gets zooped right by. I have some friends who already took the tree down. They've already put all the packages away, and they're just, everything, it's like never happened. You know, and you say to yourself, wow, this experience has gone so fast. And so they're immediately thinking about the next thing that's happening. New Year's. What are you going to do on New Year's? Who are you going to go with? What are you going to do? Who's going to have the party? Whatever. So they move to the next thing. And our life is nothing but moving from one event to the other. We get caught up always in what's before us, always what's ahead of us. And this is something that is both good and something that may be a bit detrimental to us, because we get caught up in so many things that are future that we fail to be in the present. We fail to experience the moment. We fail to be able to just be with people and just be in the situation. Now, this is where the second kind of time comes in, which is called Kairos. And many of you know already what Kairos is. If we call it, Richard Rohr calls it deep time. And it's a time in which you are just present to all things that are around you. Imagine being in the forest and being in deep time, and everything has a face. The tree has a face. The birds have a face. The little rabbit looks at you with his eyes. Everything seems to have a face, and what you see at that moment is a sense of relationship with everything that's around you. Would you be able to really pass by and move so quickly beyond it when everything is calling you into something? Kairos and deep time is a moment in which we are present to the reality of all of life, where we are present to all being, and through the sounding of God through all of these beings. It's a time in which we dwell with things. It's a time in which we become with things. Even the wind doesn't move. We are feeling ourselves in constant contact with everything that's around us. And in those moments, we feel present, we feel alive, we feel substantiated, affirmed, and we feel connected. And so this is the other kind of time that we have. And so our hearts long for this kind of time in which we can settle and be with something and everything that is around us. A moment of peace and saturation with being. A moment like being in the beach where you just feel the waves rushing in and out of you, but you feel connected to it. The wind that blows in the forest, you feel connected to it. You see, this is the time and place that we long for. And the reason I bring these two issues up, this Chronos and this Kairos time, is because I'm looking at Mary today. Mary The issue of Mary, the person of Mary, is one that she took everything into her heart. She treasured everything. See, Mary was able to see Jesus in Chronos time. She was able to see what he was doing, who he was, all his activity in Chronos time. In other words, they were all connected. Everything had a meaning. Everything was infused with a purpose. And for Mary, she knew that all of these things that were going on had deep meaning, had a deep purpose. And so she did not see her son. She did not see the Son of God. It's something that just came and went once a year. And so the question is that we're left with at this time of Christmas, are you going to rush through Christmas without reorienting, without rethinking what it means? Surely within a week, we're going to say to ourselves, what are you going to give up for the New Year's? How are you going to change for the New Year's? And we're going to say, I'm going to give up chocolate. I'm going to go to the gym. You know, the usual stuff, which we never do. Everybody goes to the gym 24-hour fitness. They pay their yearly membership, but they never go. You ever see that? I see all kinds of new people on the first week of the gym. I go and I say, who are you? I've never seen you. What are you doing here? Oh, I'm going to start for the year. I say, okay, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And then I show up, you know? But everybody thinks that the new year begins with the new year. I think the new year begins with Christmas. And we have 12 days to Christmas, you know. And it's no need to rush through it. I mean, like I said, my neighbors are putting things away already. Christmas is a past experience. But really, we must saturate ourselves. We must approach Christmas in Kairos time. What did God do? What did God come to do? And are we aware of that ability, that invitation that he's asking us? And through Mary is inviting us to stay with her in Chronos time. Take things and put them into your heart. Allow them to be there and to fill you and to inform you what you are and what you're going to do. And so this time of the year, as Kairos is right here with us, I invite you, before you go today, before you go home and you go back to your regular routine, spend a little time. I don't know if you've ever done this, if you ever hang out with the manger, where you go and you just kind of look at the animals. And I remember there was a place where they used to have like real hay. You know, you would take the little hay and feel it. You would even pick up the little G's and get away with it. And you would hold them, right? And you would try to get into the sea, and you would try to remember that this is something that is pivotal. In the Chronos and Kairos time, this is a pivotal thing that God has done, which is kind of what we call the eternal now, something that happens that is always present to us if only we were allowing ourselves to be present to it. Our lives are so fast, and our lives are so caught up in so many activities, again, that we move from one event to the other, and we miss the meaning of life, we miss the experience. And are we not people of experience? Don't we long for an encounter with something that feels substantial, meaningful, and real? This is the whole meaning of this is the whole meaning of life. If you take the lesson just in how we relate to each other as fast encounters, as drive-bys. You know, dealing with people in terms of being in time with them, listening to them, being tuned in, hearing them, and being able to engage them where they are. And then when you have that, you have a real experience with someone. But we're so quick to move on to the next event. Christmas is a time for us to remember what God is doing and how God infiltrated the world for a specific meaning, to invite us into this kind of relationship with him that is deep, that is present, that is rich, and that is ever, ever, never changing. Go ahead. We still have, about 2 more days, or 5 more days, right? I think we have 5 more days before Christmas finishes. But take this time to really experience the event of Christmas. And be able to then see and feel what it is that it does to you. It's not just an experience that comes and goes. Christ is not a Chronos event. Christ doesn't come and go. Christ is. Christ always is. It's present and available to all of us. Can we be present to that reality? Can we slow down enough? And a lot of people try to do this when they practice contemplative prayer, or they meditate, they do all kinds of things, because they want to slow down. They feel their lives are too fast. The real living is in the moment. It's not in yesterday, it's not in tomorrow, it's here, right now. And this is what we have to recapture with the Christmas event, that Christ is present to us in a way that he will always be present, provided that you are aware of it and that you open yourself to it. So don't be so quick to rush over Christmas. Don't be so quick to move out of Christmas into the next event, because this event is what really changes your life. This is the event what really has meaning. This is the event that really teaches us what it means to be part of the Christian faith and part of the Christian body. So today, I really do actually Spend some time and just visit with the manger and stay with Mary a little bit and allow her to teach us how to be more contemplative, more present, and more aware in this great gift we receive. Amen.
Amen.